back here on Halloween Friday. Hey, from all of us here at KBMW and from this crazy haunted morning show, if you're heading out tonight, have a safe and happy one. Well, we go from Minnie Mouse to Waldo. Where's Terry Anderson? Well, she's standing right in front of me. But you're in a Waldo outfit.
Like absolutely.
The Where's Waldo
yep.
outfit.
Yep.
Not only that, but you brought your dog in, Peppy, mm-hmm. who's also in a Where's Waldo outfit. I love this. Now, explain what's going on and how this all ties into CHI.
So, Becky, our DON from long-term care, said, you know what we should do? We should all dress up, as many who want to, in Waldo costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we're going to do is take a picture, going to put that on Facebook, and then we're letting the viewers that come and look at our website decide who in that picture is the real Waldo, and there will be a prize. So all you have to do is go on our Facebook, look at the Waldo picture, which will be up later. We have not taken our pictures yet.
Okay.
And then just sign who you think the Waldo is, and we'll contact you, and we have a prize for you.
I love it.
I know.
What a great idea.
I know. Becky was great with that.
Tell me a little bit about Peppy. What kind of dog is Peppy?
So Peppy's a Lhasa Apso. She's probably about 7 years old, such a great owner. I don't know the exact age, you know, and she just wanted to be part of the costume. So she's got her little black glasses. She's uh-huh. got her hat on, and she's got her dog collar that says, Where's Waldo?
I can't wait to get cameras in here when we can start, throwing the video with the pod. Because honestly, the two of you, absolutely adorable. And again, she's how old?
She's about 7 years old.
Okay.
Well-behaved.
I mean, very well-behaved.
And excited. We walked to the facility today, and everybody's like, oh, my God, it's a dog. Is it real? Yep, she's real. She's real. And I wish, Bill, she has a habit of talking. You know, if I embrace somebody, give a hug, she's jealous, and she just like, arr.
She lets you know it, right?
Oh, yeah, she mm-hmm. talks. We're going to the vet. But,
so
yeah.
Peppy's vocal.
Very vocal.
I like it, but only around you, I would assume.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
You know, driving in the car, we can carry on quite the conversation.
I bet you can, and the outfits are like absolutely adorable. Now, this is going to be up on your Facebook page.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And so people can just go there and find out, pick the real Waldo.
Right.
Okay.
And I'm hoping they can look at everything else that's gone on. Last night, we did trick-or-treat with the employees, and we had with the residents, and we probably had 30 people go through to get candy, and it was really cute because the residents were like, they told me the story this morning and it made me melt. So I'm going to share it. So this one resident's like, oh, princess, you're so pretty. Took a handful of candy and put it in the bag. And another one came and was like, oh, I don't know what you are. Here's a Snickers. So Jill said, he's a monster. Oh, okay, you get a handful of candy. And then they were like, well, can we have some candies? So they found candies in pockets and in wheelchairs. And I didn't realize that, you know, who doesn't like candy or chocolate?
Oh.
So I guess to brighten up their day, I'm going to start bringing candy on the off season because mm-hmm. I think they got quite a bit last night. But
nice.
just it was a great night.
So have you had this outfit or did you have to run out and acquire this?
I had to get it. You know, I Google searched what Waldo wore and the dog costume came up. So
well, you both have the round glasses. You both red and white stripes and you both have the caps on.
Yep. So we're styling it.
Way to go. And again, I just props to anybody that can go all out for Halloween.
Oh, I know. We're just breaking loose. You know, like game on.
Yeah.
You know, we're having fun.
Well, yeah. And now we move to the other side of Halloween now. And we've got, you know, the month of November. We've got Veterans Day. We've got Thanksgiving. And then on into the Christmas holidays.
I know.
Have you guys got things cooking for? Because I know you're getting really into this outreach thing where you're bringing the community in.
Yep. We just sent our X-ray manager and our director of critical access, which is Ross Peterson and Brian Rice, to Park Rapids yesterday to visit with Dr. Lee, who's a radiologist, to see how that flow is. Because mm-hmm. come January, he will come to our facility if we need up to 3 times a week just to do those radiographic breast biopsies or any drain tubes mm-hmm. or pain clinic.
Right.
So we're hoping to capitalize on that. And we're just working up the contract right now and trying to get ahead of the game. And
I love it.
Yeah. So.
Well, and big things coming up, I would imagine, too, in the new year. Are you looking ahead already and making
mm-hmm.
plans?
We've got actually maybe are starting to look at our own ER providers because right now they're contracted. We're very fussy on the ones that we get because we want the continuity of care in the same ones.
Sure.
But ideally, if you could build your own and they're from the community, it's great.
Perfect.
And on Monday, I have a very prospect candidate for the VP position.
All right.
She's got a strong background in risk and quality, and she's an interim COO, which is a chief operating officer, so strategic, you know, and she's what I liked about her is that she's decreased travelers in your facility. She's increased your patient satisfaction scores or experience. That's what we call it now because it's your experience. And then also reduced your safety issues, your falls and that, which we're doing pretty good at. But hey, if I can hire somebody at that caliber and bring them in, what better way to do that?
Take it into the stratosphere.
Yep.
Yeah.
So she'll be flying into Minneapolis, driving up on Monday, and we will start that. We've already interviewed. We
exciting
fell in love
stuff.
With her. So we're just going to do like a meet and greet. And
I love it.
You know, and then get out in the community and enjoy the good food. And
keep us updated on that. And you're so good about that, too, and bringing people in as the changes occur out there. And it's also positive and forward moving.
Right.
So kudos to you for that. Well, I thank you for bringing Pepe in this morning. You
have you never know who's coming through the door, Bill.
You two are going to have a great day today. I just have a feeling. So
it's going to be a fun day. Hey, and I just want to mention, I think Scott had a great time last week with you.
He did. Well, the trivia questions were a lot of fun, and I think I went 3 for 5.
That's great.
I think he stumped me on a couple, but.
Yeah, he ran them through with me, and I don't think I got 3 for 5.
We did. We had a good time. Terry Anderson, always great to have you in.
You too. Have a great day.
You bet. It's 928 here. Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. We've got rain, 36 degrees. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. We talked weather on Thursday's Farm Talk with state climatologist Daryl Richeson.
The thought that it's going to be a bad winter this year kind of keeps coming out, and people are kind of alluding that that's the way it's going to be. I don't know if we're set in that category yet, are we? I mean, are you thinking we're going to have a bad winter?
Not by definition, but you have to remember, we're in a La Nina last year. Was it a bad winter? Not by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's going to be a weak La Nina, and a weak La Nina's, 6 of the last 9 weak La Nina's have been drier than average, not wetter than average. And it doesn't mean this one isn't going to be. I'm not saying. It's just when you hear La Nina and the winters are bad, if you go back, even with the moderate and strong La Nina's, if you go back to like the last 25 La Nina's, you know, it's like 75% of them were not that bad of a winter. And
right.
So then you might think, well, then why do people always say that? Well, the thing is, it's always based on the averages. And a couple of our really bad winters with, say, Bismarck had 100 inches of snow and Fargo had 70 inches of snow, some of those winters were La Nina.